Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. This summer, many Sitkans will pack up their dip nets and head to Redoubt to harvest a subsistence salmon for the months ahead. Did you know that this very small space at the head of a pristine lake has not only been feeding Sitkans for hundreds of years, it has also been the home to a variety of colonial endeavors. Soon after rebuilding New Archangel, or Sitka as it's known today, the Russian-American company established a small settlement near Redoubt Lake's outlet, known as Ozerskoye Redoubt, where they built stone salmon traps called zippors to capture red salmon. Conditions in the colonies were harsh. Housing was primitive and food was scarce, with many supply ships being lost at sea. So the Russian-American company expanded Ozerskoye Redoubt, which means lake fort, to mill flour, saw lumber, tan steer hides, and harvest ice, with usually between 25 to 30 Russians living at the site. But during busy times, as many as 40 or more laborers made their livelihood there. Every summer, workers shipped about 120 to 180 salted barrels of various salmon back to New Archangel, after each barrel had been filled with about 200 sockeyes and 180 pounds of salt. In addition, the redoubt smoked another 10,000 fish into yakola, or dried fish, mostly for the Aleuts. But this was done with great difficulty due to the damp weather and pests, for hungry rats fouled about half the fish. The annual salmon catch of the Russians averaged about 70,000 to 100,000 per year, some of which was exported to California and Hawaii. The Russians also began milling flour at Redoubt as early as 1806. In fact, right after Sitka's refounding, Nikolai Razanov's ship, the Juno, rescued New Archangel's inhabitants from starvation when it returned from California in June of 1806 with a cargo of much-needed food, including wheat, which was ground at the Redoubt's newly constructed flour mill. The natural reservoir of the lake provided even flow of water with enough constriction at the outlet to run hydro-powered mills. With California Mission's wheat that was a better quality and lower in price than rye flour from Siberia, the Russian-American company went on to build two flour mills at Redoubt Lake, which were completed in 1826 and constructed with granite grindstones quarried from the mountains beyond the lake. The flour mills went out of operation in 1840 due to high water after the lake level rose 5 feet above usual that year, washing the locks away. Ozerskoye Redoubt also had an oak crusher used to extract tannin for tanning the yearly shipment of 150 California steer hides. Most of this locally tanned leather was used by cobblers to make or repair shoe uppers and soles. The Russians also constructed what was to be only the second hydro-powered sawmill built on the Pacific coast, eventually shipping lumber as far away as the Sandwich Islands, now known as Hawaii. Before the official transfer of Alaska, American businessmen purchased the Russian-American company's properties at Ozerskoye Redoubt. This business, officially called the American-Russian Commercial Company, but locally known as the Ice Company, was no stranger to Sitka, for they had been conducting business in Sitka since 1853, primarily harvesting and selling ice. The ice company built a dam of 8 to 10 acres on Lake Redoubt with the intent of transporting about 20,000 tons of ice annually. When observed by a California newspaper correspondent in 1867, the ice company had already put away 2 years of shipments in their storage warehouses at the lake. By the time the U.S. obtained control of Alaska in the 1860s, the Russians had pretty much shut down the mills and were using the area only for harvesting fish. However, in an ironic but sad ending to one of the most productive holdings of the Russian-American Company, the company was sending those who were not able to contribute to colony business there to live, the elderly, the infirm, the mentally ill, and prisoners, for escape from this remote corner of Alaska was all but impossible. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.